Welcome back to Between the Lines. We hope you enjoyed that break, because we're diving back into the depths of Scripture with more enlightening discussions. Join us now as we continue our journey.
These two had a problem. Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. I wonder if he'd done that thinking back when God said, I'm going to kill them all and start over with you. So better get me a wife.
Yeah.
And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And God loves a humble man. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam. Come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. Oh man, that had to be terrifying there. You three, get over here.
Singled them out.
Yes, you three, me? If you were next to me, I'd point at you. You talking about him?
Yeah. Started looking behind you. Wait.
And they three came out, and the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. I will speak plainly and clearly to Moses face to face. And the similitude of the Lord shall be held. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? This is my right-hand man.
Right.
And you guys are talking trash about him?
Yeah.
What are you thinking? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and beheld, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. I love that word there. You got all these Christians, you know, they talk normal.
Right.
You know,
right.
And when you pray to God in your normal speech.
Yes.
So, Brother Bill, will you give us a closing prayer? Oh, Lord, we beseech thee.
Yeah.
How often does Bill use beseech?
Doth thou?
Yes. It's like we you're asked through? To pray in church, you right. suddenly switch to the King's language.
Yes. Yes. That is actually a hard trap to get out of, too, because it's you know.
Because you've heard it all your life in church.
Right. So you grow up, then you come to an understanding. It's like, look, he wants you to talk to him like he's your brother.
Yes.
Or like, you know,
talk to him in your normal lingo.
Right. You don't put on airs.
Yes. Oh, I fell into that years ago. I beseech thee, Lord.
Right. Right.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Let me look that up.
Yep.
And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Yes, you remember the law? An unclean person, a spittle would get on you.
Yep.
That is how easy it is to be sinful under the law. Do you want to be in bondage? If you want to be in bondage, Christian, hold on to the law, because Christ gives you absolute freedom. And if you hold on to one tittle of the law, you must keep it all. He's saying here, how easy was it to be unclean? 7 days, let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran.
Kind of shows you how important just one individual person is to the Lord, that if he held everybody in place until she was clean so that everyone could move together.
Yeah, but you notice he didn't put that plague on to Aaron.
Right.
Because Aaron was the priest. That would have expelled him from the priesthood. But his cohort in the crime of speaking against God's right-hand man, he made an example of.
Yeah.
Just like Aaron's son. Aaron gets to see a lot of examples.
Yeah.
And he gets a pass. Chapter 13, book of Numbers, between the line with David and Jonathan. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Not just any man, the smartest and best ones, okay? And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Now we come to the terrifying part, saying the names. And all these were their names of the tribes of Reuben. Shemelah, the son of Zakur, tribe of Simeon. Shaphat, the son of Hori, of the tribe of Judah. Caleb, the son of Jephunai, of the tribe of Issachar. Egal, the son of Joseph, of the tribe of Ephraim. Oshea, the son of Nun, of the tribe of Benjamin. Pattai, the son of Rephu, of the tribe of Zebulun. Gadiel, the son of Sodai, of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh. Gadi, the son of Susi, of the tribe of Dan. Ammaniel, the son of Gamili, of the tribe of Asher. Sether, the son of Michael, of the tribe of Naphtali. Nabi, the son of Vozi, of the tribe of Gad. Gul, the son of Machi. These are the names of the men which Moses sent out to spy out the land. And Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Jehoshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. Go check it out. God's sending us in there. He's already divided us into armies. So go check it out, and come back and let me know what we're up against. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, bring the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first stripe of grapes. I've also always thought this was an act of faithlessness on Moses' part. God says, I give you this land. It is flowing with milk and honey. He just asked them to go and see if this is good land or not.
Right. Is God lying to me?
Yes. And check it out. See if there's strong people that live there or weak people. God has already said, I'm giving you this land. They should have marched across the river and went.
Right.
Don't have to go check it out and make a plan. God already has the plan. I'm giving it to you, and it's the best land there is. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman and Sheshi and Talmi and the children of Anak were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. They came unto the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. Do you read between the lines there? It took two men to carry one cluster of grapes.
Yes, yes.
And they brought it of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. But they also encountered the men of Ammon. And
yes,
that there will cause a problem. And they returned from searching out the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They told him and said, we come unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. God wasn't lying. It is absolutely amazing. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities be walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. You remember when God sent Jacob and his clan to Egypt, he says, okay, I'm going to give you this land over here. But the Amalekites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, and Amorites, they have not transgressed against me enough at this point for me to empty the land out. You know, I've had relations with those folks. They were good in the beginning. They are transgressing now. They're following in darkness, but they haven't crossed the line completely for me to order their destruction. So I'm going to put you in Egypt, and you're going to stay there 400 years. And then by then, their transgressions will be final, and I will pass judgment on them. So that is at the time we're at now. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it. Caleb had faith. All the rest of them didn't. Moses faltered in his faith, sending them men there. The men brought back a report, one good, one bad. The land is great, but there are giants in the land.
Mm-hmm. And Caleb, interesting side note, again, to circle back to the tribe of Judah.
Yes, absolutely. Good catch there, Jonathan. For we are all well able to overcome it. Caleb says, it doesn't matter. Let's go. God said he gave that place to us. There's nothing over there that can stop us. Mm-hmm. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is the land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giants. And we talked about that. How are there giants again in the land? You got to catch us between the lines, WVFFradio.com. And you will see there are some words in Genesis when it comes to the flood. God says, I am going to wipe out every piece of flesh that I breathed life into. But if you go on back to the garden, you will see there were two bloodlines, two babies in the womb, two different fathers. Did you ever wonder when God says her seed and your seed, speaking to the serpent, where did the serpent get seed at? Mm-hmm. Was he crawling around on his belly sucking down seeds? No, he was not, and he did not crawl around on his belly at that time.
Nope.
It was a human-like creature.
Right, very humanoid.
Yes, very, and
down.
Very intradimensional, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Chapter 14, so we got 1 out of 12 that comes back and says, we can do this. Chapter 14, Book of Numbers, and all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried. The people wept that night. Faithless.
We can't do this. No. This poor guy says we can't.
Yeah, I don't care what God says. They said these guys are 15 feet tall.
I mean, there's a pillar, you know, there's a cloud from the ground to out of this eyesight, but, you know.
Unbelievable people. Stiff-necked God's words. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Or would God that we have died in the wilderness. Why doesn't God just let us die?
So now they're just doubling down on it. Like, not even one or the other. It's both now.
I'm not even going to go try to fight those people.
Yep.
Just let us die. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain. Let us return to Egypt. Ooh. Let's forget about Moses.
Mutiny.
Yes, mutiny. Let's elect someone else. This old Moses dude, him and his cloud aren't going to work anymore.
And the magic birds.
Yes. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. Now, Aaron is showing a little more faith here than he is in the past. Aaron's kind of been standing off, watching God's judgments on all those around him.
Right.
And he's a true believer now. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. God will always have one. I don't care how big the crowd is. I don't care in what direction they're going, God will always rise up one. Here he has risen up two. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Shut up!
Nonsense!
No, I don't care what you said. They're 15 feet tall. Get some stones. We're going to kill these two. It's whatever happened to conversation and debate?
These people, yeah.
No. If you go against this congregation, they pick up stones and kill you with it.
Mm-hmm. Argument over with.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. Moses is thinking, now they did it.
Yep. And they're down there on the ground now. Because they know. They're just like, oh, God.
When will you ever learn to keep your mouth shut?
Yep.
And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere that they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them. God is saying, oh, again, it doesn't matter what I do. They still don't believe me. I will smite them with the pestilence and with disinherit them, and will make them of thee a greater nation, and will make of thee, he's back to wiping them out and starting over with Moses again, and I'll make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. You know, Moses, you got a new wife, so let's just end this right here. I'm going to start over with you.
I see God in heaven right now with Abraham, like, Abe, I know I made you a promise, buddy, but...
Well, I'm sure Moses is going to remind him of that here in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it. Oh, you remember what happened in Egypt? God, you did all these amazing miracles to bring these children out of here, to take them to your promised land, and the Egyptians are going to hear that you just got mad and wiped them out. So the Egyptians will hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them, and they will tell it to their inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, and thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thou cloud standeth over them, and thou goest before them by day time in a pillar and a cloud, and in the pillar of fire by night. Says, you are world news, Lord. I mean, the greatest kingdom in the world is Egypt, and that's all they talk about,
right,
is how you brought these people out, you're with them every day, you're leading them to the promised land.
You see a cloud in the daytime, the tornado in the daytime. You see the tornado of fire at night.
Yes.
Nobody's got a tornado of fire.
I mean, we got news crews following the camp, just keeping daily tabs on what is going on here, Lord. The entire world is going to know. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people in as one man, all at one time, then I know you kill a few here and there when you just can't stand it anymore. But if you kill them all at one time, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people unto the land which he sware unto them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. So they're going to say, you just weren't powerful enough to get these people to Canaan. And what is it going to look like on the 5 o'clock news? In a way, he's putting him back to his promises. You know, this is what you said you were going to do. Now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying. So Moses is again arguing with God, reasoning with God. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. So now he's worshiping God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When you pray, if you need something, you worship God. He knows what you need. Don't get in there, I need a new Cadillac, Lord. He knows what you need. You go in there and worship him. Ask forgiveness and worship, and what you need will be provided. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and those that thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Once again, Moses, I'm going to follow your advice, and I'm going to pardon these people I really want to wipe them out again, but I'm going to pardon them again. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those people which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and I have tempted me now these 10 times. 10 times I wanted to wipe them out. They've seen all these miracles, and they still don't believe. You know what? I'm not going to wipe them out in all at one time. I'm just going to get rid of them before they get to Canaan. That's what I'm going to do. I will have my vengeance. In a way, the 5 o'clock news doesn't cover it and say that I wiped them out.
Yeah. May take out the news crew first.
Yeah, and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land, which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. So here begins the 40 years of walking around the wilderness, so that all of these doubters that seen God's great miracles will expire. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. But God, we were already there. We came out of there. Get ye back to the wilderness. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Remember the two that went over and came back and said, we can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Words have power in the spirit world. Be careful what you say.
Yes.
Never murmur against God. You know what? Whatever God puts for you, and Job is a good example of that. Job's wife and all of his misery, sitting on the ground, an absolute innocent man whose heart followed after God, but Satan and God got into a little bit of a bet you I can do this. Well, I bet you can't. They got into a little competition there, and so Job was given all this hardship. And his wife says, curse God and die. Get out of your misery. Curse God and die. He says, no, it doesn't matter. If he slay me here today, praise ye the Lord. Whatever God gives to you, be grateful. It doesn't matter, because it is in his will, and it's going by his book if your heart is following him. But your little ones, which he said should be a prey, them will I bring in. They shall know the land which ye have despised. And as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bury your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. So he took out the 10 that brought back the evil report and got everybody worked up. I still say that goes back to Moses sending them in. Should never have been done. But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and gat them up onto the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and will go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. So the people said, no, we're not going to the wilderness. We're going on to the place that God promised. Moses says, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord, but it shall not prosper. Moses just told him, this is what God said. Y'all are going back to the wilderness. We're all going back to the wilderness because you can't keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
All of you that murmured are going to die in the wilderness. Oh, no. No, God promised us that land. Now they're clinging to God's promises.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes earlier, we can't possibly go over there. Those people are too powerful.
Spoken like true flip-flopper.
Yes, yes. We're going on into Canaan.
Yeah.
And Moses says, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord, but it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you. Ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. And the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites, which dwelt on the hill, and smote them, and discomforted them unto Hormah. So they were wiped out, the ones that said, no, we're not following God. We're going to follow God's original plan for us,
mm-hmm.
and we're going on to Canaan.
And then Moses. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then they're walking by their own standard, because as far as them being Hebrew, they weren't supposed to go anywhere unless the ark went there first.
Yes, exactly what it said. Yeah, you follow the ark wherever it goes. How are we on time?
Oh, that should be, if we want to, hold on a second. Yeah, we're right an hour.
All right, you've been with David and Jonathan on WVFF 97.7, Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible, and we're having a lot of fun today with Numbers. Numbers chapters 11, 12, 13. 14, you know, a lot of this in Leviticus and Numbers is laborious reading, but we're having a lot of fun with it, and it's okay to have fun when you read your Bible. It's God's Word. He's the God of joy, the God of love. He's your Father, you know? Church has made us think that we got to put on our ties and our coats and go and sit solemnly in there. There's a time for that, and then there's a time for joy. Enjoy reading this Bible. It is a pleasure to your heart, and it is food for the spirit man, who is responsible for keeping your mind and your body in check. All right, it's been a pleasure to be with you here today on Between the Lines with David and Jonathan. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained a deeper understanding of God's Word and strengthened your faith in Jesus. Tune in again for more spiritual discoveries, 3 p.m. daily with David and Jonathan. Exclusively here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.